This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome once again to another program of For a Better Life. And we were talking about arrogance, and we mentioned the reasons for arrogance. Number one, it was property, that property or wealth would give you arrogance. Sometimes, if you don't work on yourself. Number two, knowledge, which was actually worse than property. And number three, the third reason for arrogance that we mentioned in the previous program was fame, celebrity, family relations, these kind of social norms that we might have in our society can give you arrogance. My father is this and this person. My brother is this and that person, and so on and so forth. These were the reasons that arrogance could be created within us and grow if we do not act very, very fastly. For example, we have a narration from Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam, which says that the Imam describes the bad scholar whose harm from the Muslim nation is great. He, alayhi salam, said, one of the signs of a bad scholar, an alim, is arrogance. The more people who follow him, the greater he feels, even if they are corrupt. But he does not pay attention to someone who does not follow him, even if he is a good person. Anybody from any social class who obtains a social position, I become a minister, I become a president, I become the manager of this corporation or this institution or this state institution and so on and so forth. Anybody who obtains a social position is afflicted with this sickness, this disease that can lead us to hellfire. So we should be careful. We should crush this feeling of arrogance as fast as possible. We must do something. We must do something to save ourselves. A rational person would try to escape from having power. He would not accept it unless he is forced to. It should not be misunderstood, dear brothers and sisters. A leader is necessary in Islam. Leadership is necessary in Islam. We need judges and mayors. We need managers. But what is meant here is that one should not want position for itself. But if it happens, he should serve the people. So if I am trying to be a mayor, president, minister, whatever, it is for serving the people. If I am trying to be a manager of a department in the university, the manager of a department for a hospital or the whole hospital, it should be for serving the people. Serving the people. Not for the position in itself. Because if you seek the position only for itself, you will end up being the mayor who did not serve the city, the mayor who did not serve the Muslims or the citizens of a country. The danger is when one wants to be in power. What is the cure of arrogance, dear brothers and sisters? Now, this is very, very important. What are the techniques? The cure of being able to beat arrogance is to be humble. For example, the Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, who is also famous as being a king prophet in the Jewish Christian tradition, He became a political leader. Now you have a prophet here who is also a political leader. He was both a prophet and a political leader. A voice came from the sky, Dawood, you are a good servant, but you make a living from the public treasury. Dawood alayhi salam cried to Allah for 40 nights until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him how to make armor. Then Dawood alayhi salam would make and sell armors for a living. It has also been related that he sold every piece of armor for 300 dirhams, or the currency that existed at that time. He would give 100 dirhams in charity, 100 dirhams to the public treasury, and would spend the rest of it on himself and on his family.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Likewise, his son, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, who is also famous in the Jewish Christian tradition as a king prophet. He was also a political leader who had the power over the jinn, man, and animals. He would make a living from making and selling baskets. It is understood from the traditions and the narrations like these that a person who has obtained power can fight against arrogance if he makes his living like other people, if he is humble. I would not say, I am the president, or I am the one behind the desk, or I have this fancy office, or I am the CEO of a big billion-dollar corporation, or others must stand when I walk in the room. If you are humble and being the most humble person in a room, you can beat this disease who inflicts all of us. None of us are safe from this infliction, from this disease of arrogance. In a tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, when he ordered one of his dear companions, one of his high-ranking companions by the name of Muhammad ibn Muslim, to take some dates next to the Kufa mosque and sell them to the people, even though Muhammad ibn Muslim was part of the upper class of the society, he was not in need of selling dates. So why did the Imam prescribe for him this prescription, this remedy? It was so that his dear companion would beat arrogance, and that arrogance would not grow within him. And this companion accepted this order of the Imam full-heartedly. With all of his heart, he accepted this order. One must fight against arrogance, even if it is by selling dates. That would help you with your arrogance. test it. It's a practice. It's a technique. You can test it at home. This would help you. If you feel that you have this feeling of arrogance, go and buy something. Go and do something that has to do. You will manage to beat this disease, which is called arrogance. Till next time, dear brothers and sisters, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us to beat arrogance within us and crush it within our carnal soul. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Love is all I need.